You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to the show. We are talking with Savilla Morgan. She is the creator and host of the podcast, Childless, Not by Choice. I think this is a wonderful subject. I think it's past due time to have a discussion about being childless, not by choice, and the do's and don'ts for the world. I listened to you and Lauren talk, and you know, a lot of people want to help. I think men in general, we want to fix things. It's like our nature. It's like one of the first things I learned how I was screwing up most of my relationships was every time my partner discussed something that was an issue, my first response was to interject some sort of solution that I saw. One of the things I'm learning as I round out into my 50s here is that oftentimes that's not the thing. I need to listen more and to allow space, as we've come to say, for people to have an experience is very important. And maybe you could talk to us a little bit. One, this will be a little redundant, so we want people to go back and listen to this amazing interview. But how come a woman in this day and time might be childless, not by choice? Give us a couple of scenarios that might lead a person to be in the position that we've talked about.
The time clock, which I also found out men have a time clock. People think that men don't have a time clock, but they do.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah, honey. I got a time clock.
And so, you know, running out of time. I ran out of time, basically. I had fibroids. You know, fibroids is an issue.
Yeah, and that's new to me. And fibroids is tissue buildup around the uterus you talked about, and that inhibits the ability to become impregnated, basically, right?
Or to stay pregnant.
Okay.
Because the tissue is sucking all the stuff from the baby.
Right.
And so, and one thing I really want to say is the fibroids can be inside and they can be in the lining, which is dangerous for them to be in the lining of the uterus.
Is that probably one of the most leading causes of the inability to either get pregnant or to sustain a pregnancy?
I don't want to say for sure because I don't have the stats in front of me because there are other issues. Like I have an episode called Unexplained or Idiopathic Childlessness, where there's just no reason. The man and the woman have been checked and the doctors cannot come up with a reason for why, but it's just not happening. And then there's PCOS, there polycystic ovarian, whatever the S stands for. There's adenomyosis, there's endometriosis, which those are two of the inverse of each other. And then time, the time clock just running out of time. Yeah. And other things.
And so your podcast has actually created a community of people who talk about these different situations that they've run into. And you know, one of the things I wanted to discuss is, so one of the things that I was saying at the beginning of the thing is I've learned to listen more instead of try to fix things. But I think maybe I could use a little advice, how to be a better ally to someone. You know, Laura expressed that we have some friends who are going through sort of the absence of the ability to have a child. And I sometimes still don't know how I should react or how I should support them or if I should even recognize what they're going through. In your experience with your community, is there advice for us as allies? Like, I have two children. You know, it's not something that I think is second nature to me. Like, I still want to fix things. It's my go-to, you know.
Right.
But do you have any advice for me?
I think conversation is key, but maybe depending on the people, how well you know them.
Mm-hmm.
I tell people a lot of times, send an episode to a friend.
Send an episode.
Right. Or talk to them first. It just depends on the people, really. But I think communication is key. Somehow communicate that, you know, maybe this is something we've never talked about before. Is this something you're comfortable discussing?
Mm-hmm.
And see how it goes. But I don't think most people prefer to be ignored about something that's so big in their lives, especially if you're friends.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
I tend to think people want to, they want their journey to be understood. That's why I think it's right. So important that you have this podcast and that you have this community, because you are creating conversation, you're creating dialogue around something that has been difficult to talk about for a long time. I personally applaud people who know if they want to have children or don't. I think that not everyone, like you talked about with Laura, wants to have children or needs to have children.
Right.
You know, I have two boys from my first marriage. Scott has two girls from his first marriage. People really wanted Scott and I to have kids. And to the point where we were like defending our, without giving any explanations as to why, but people weren't really satisfied with that either.
Yeah,
but why?
They wanted us to have kids more than we did.
And it was, I mean, it was, I felt a little of that. I would get defensive.
Mm.
You know, one, it's none of their business, but two, a no is a no. You know, do you guys have kids together? No. That should kind of be the end of it.
That should be it.
Right?
Yeah, that should be it.
That should be it. Yeah. And that's when I'm learning the indicator. Okay. You know, like, you know, I think we all have a natural curiosity to want to understand it. We want to help people be understood. But I think that there is a fine line between, like Laura talked about, like, have you tried IVF? Have you thought about adoption? You know, these things that are really, like you say, none of their business. And most people are attempting to do something they think is helpful, but it's landing in the wrong way.
And I'll tell you that your friends, if they say they don't want to talk about it, the end.
Yeah.
There's a possibility.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And that's where I have to learn to be uncomfortable because I'm so curious. If I don't have an answer, sometimes it's like an itch I can't scratch. But I'm learning that those itches go away.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Your podcast has been around for 7 years. That's remarkable. Did you ever think when you started your podcast, you would find a community? I mean, you are textbook podcast. You have a niche and a very specific subject matter. And I think that's very conducive for podcasting. I think that's what podcasting was created for, because you don't have to fulfill any requirements from an advertiser. You simply have created your own community. Did you think you'd be where you are with it?
No. I mean, the number of listeners I get now, not that I have tons and millions of listeners either, but the number of listeners I get now in a month is maybe 5 times more than what I got in a day. Am I saying it right? What I got in a day I first started was a whole month
right
worth of listens. Okay. And now it's multiplied. Let me put it that way.
And your podcast is really like a library of subject matter that people can go through and they can find anything that they might have a question about. The titles are pretty self-explanatory. I think it's a beautiful way of people to resource information that's not been written through textbooks or passed through articles, and it's real life experience. Can you give me an idea of what has the podcast done for you in your own journey, and how has it helped you move through your experience?
I think it's really grown and changed and helped me. From what I'm understanding about men, they don't like to talk too much about the heart things. Women, we do. And I think talking helps us through things. So even though I'm talking to somebody else and trying to help somebody else, it's also helping me. And I didn't realize it would help me this much. I know talking about things helps, but I really didn't realize it would help me this much. And it has helped immensely.
It has a real sense of purpose behind it. And I'm sure that you are a beacon for some people who have never had a conversation or found a safe space to discuss what they're going through. I think it's a difficult thing. You know, the last thing I think I wanted to touch base on is that society has to set us up in a way that makes us believe that being a parent is the end goal and that it's successful. Even a lot of the way nature is set up is you are productive as a biological creation, that you are somehow fitting the evolutionary expectation. And I think that is being demystified now. I think it takes people to find their own purpose in life sometimes instead of following some sort of sketch that's been written and unvalidated, you know. Right. So I think it's beautiful work. And I'm so glad we ran into you at PodFest. Yeah. I'm so glad we could do this and tell these stories. So thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Yeah. Is there anything that you might want to say to anybody that you didn't get to say?
I just want to say, just hang in there to the person who's having a difficult time or in the difficult beginning of the journey. Just hang in there, find community, find my community. And just know that there are lots of people. 20-25% of the world's population is childless, not by choice. And wow. I know it doesn't seem like that because you're always in a room full of parents, but you're not the only one.
Hey, I love that episode, honey. And I want to welcome all of our new Patreon members.
Absolutely. Hey, welcome to our community. And thank you.
And thank you.
Yes. I mean, your dollars support our podcast. And it's because of you that we get to keep bringing you all these incredible stories like the one you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you're enjoying all the access to exclusive content, the storytelling video series, and the monthly Zoom hangs. Come hang with us.
A monthly membership start at just $5. Mm-hmm. I don't know what anyone can buy for just $5 a month anymore.
Not much.
Right? But like she said, we love seeing you all in our Zoom hangs. It's our favorite Zoom of every month. So, honey, which of our Patreons are we shouting out today?
Well, first up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT.
All right, Mercedes.
Licensed trauma therapist. Mm. She is a licensed trauma therapist, and she's certified in EMDR therapy, which means that Mercedes has advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. And she's doing something really special called EMDR intensives. So for those of you who don't know, like me, mm-hmm. I didn't know.
I didn't either.
All right. EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. And it's simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, It helps the brain heal and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories.
So let's put it this way. Maybe you've witnessed or experienced a disturbing or traumatic event in your life, a car accident, work-related events, sexual assault, crime-related traumas, traumatic medical procedures. Maybe you have a severe injury or childhood bullying, military combat, or even emotional abuse.
Yeah. And if you've experienced any of these things, but like so many busy people, you just don't have the time for traditional EMDR, then Mercedes' individualized concierge curated program is for you. These intensives range from like half a day to several days, but they're the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to say there's no need to talk extensively about those disturbing experiences. And because these intensive formats decrease treatment time, it also saves you a considerable amount of money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, and why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Right? Then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today. Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist, is located in Woodland Hills, California. See our show notes for the website, which is www.mercedescusick.com.
So what's new with How to Do the POT podcast? Huh?
Ah, yes. Ellen Scanlon.
Ellen.
We love Ellen. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite previous guests has a podcast called How to Do the POT podcast.
I still think it's one of the best titles.
Right? Mm-hmm. And it's all about demystifying cannabis for women. Recently, they released their new Sleep 101 series. And in these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
No weed hangover.
Right? And on the regular episodes of How to Do the POT, every week you can listen to fun, short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis.
No.
How to Do the POT shares women's personal stories and advice from experts to help with solutions around stress, sleep, sex. Did I say sex?
You did.
And chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. So if you're ready for practical advice about weed by women and for women, listen to How to Do the POT wherever you get your podcasts.
Next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Cute Booty Lounge.
Yeah, we love having you back, Kelly.
Yes, we do. Do you want to talk about it or do you want me to?
Let's talk about it together.
Okay, so Cute Booty was a concept that was born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage.
Which we talked about in her episode.
We did in 2004. So that was a long time ago. And she was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, particularly what, hon?
The booty.
The booty.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Yeah, she did. But she still wanted it to be polished enough to wear out and about. So her signature is the patented scrunch booty pockets. Cute Booty Lounge is made by women, just like Ellen's How to Do the POT podcast, by women and for women, right here in the USA. The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. So tell them where to go, hon.
So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today.
Yeah. And what do people always say to me when I wear those leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. And then we still have Kathleen Hahn coming in as a Patreon. Thank you, Kathleen.
Yep. Thank you for your support. We love making content for all of you.
Yes. And we are looking for you on those Zoom hangs, but it's so great to have your support. Thank you for being one of our premier level Patreons and really supporting the podcast. Yep. You're just the best.
We know you're busy and we hope that the podcast is offering you an escape from your real life.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Patreons.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.